This weekend, we celebrate Father's Day, and on the phone with us right now, Salt, is my dad, retired Air Force Colonel Richard Lee. He spent 30 years in the service, including a tour in Vietnam and multiple tours in Europe, Italy, England, Germany, Turkey, Spain, Greece, and the list goes on. Hi, Dad. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Christine. Morning, Salt. Good morning, world. Good morning, Connecticut.
I feel like I have to call him Colonel. That's just being respectful.
Well, you standing at attention, Saul?
Yes, I am, actually, because I'm very scared of you, just by your timbre of your voice.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I've calmed down and tamed down quite a bit.
We're hoping that you don't calm down and tame down, because we need your radical advice for Father's Day.
All right. You got it.
We have three emails that we want to get your advice on. The first one is from Amy in West Hartford. She says that she went out and got drunk before the coronavirus started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So what she wants to know is, how long should I wait to return to the bar I made an embarrassing drunken scene at this past March?
Everybody's drunk, so they've already forgotten about it. So you can roll back right away. Jump back in. Hop on that horse. Besides which, if people don't understand, they're not worth being your friends. Get them out of there.
What was the last time you got drunk and got kicked out of a bar, Colonel?
Let's see. Well, it's been quite a while, because I can really hold my alcohol. I got the kicked out of me in a couple of bars, but I mean, it was about 7-2. That was up in Corvara, Italy with Wojcinek. Remember, Christine?
I do remember. That's a legendary fight that you had, Dad.
Was it you and Christine versus 7 other people?
No, it was me and a Marine colonel.
Oh.
There was no declared winners or losers, but we probably had a little bit more blood on us than they did.
So you have the next question, right?
So this one is more of a relationship issue. This is from Gloria in Southington. She said, I've noticed since the quarantine, my boyfriend is spending more time on his phone. He always goes in the other room, and when I ask who it is, he says, oh, just some guy from work. I didn't think much of it because we were in quarantine, but now that the state is opening back up, should I be worried?
If it's a real serious affair, I would call him on it. I would say, let's get something straight here. If it's just a casual relationship, then just let it go and see how it flows out. But I'm assuming it's a serious relationship. So, yeah, I'd put his ass up against the wall and find out what's going on.
Do you have any contacts in the government so we can get some surveillance on him or anything like that, maybe?
Well, what I was thinking is we'd go down to Sicily and get somebody to fit him out for some concrete boots.
Oh, wow. You were just going full extreme, huh?
You're going to skip the government altogether.
Don't need any more evidence. We're good.
Yeah.
You're going in the drink.
Let's go to somebody that can make something happen.
Okay, the last question comes from Susan in Middletown. She writes, just caught my boyfriend cheating. What's the first thing of his that I should destroy?
I'd go for his ego a little bit. Talk about him being underwhelming. She's had a long and varied experience with men, and his package is found deficient.
You went psychological. Look at you. Oh, man. I didn't even think of that. I was of course, going like, yeah, car or something, like TV, maybe something like that. But you,
yeah, but that's money. And that's
really, yeah.
Yeah. An ego, though, you're not losing anything monetary. That's what would really hurt.
Well, thanks for the fatherly advice. You're everyone's dad today. And happy Father's Day. I love you, Dad.
Love you, too. It's all good to meet you.
Great to meet you, sir.
When are you going to get a good job?
I don't know. Maybe when she quits.
Okay.